What it do, what it do.
Radio.
What it do, what it do, what it do. It's Butt Naked and DJ Grant on a Tuesday night. First of all, I guess we're going to see can I get my co-host. I don't know where he is right now, but you guys bear with me for one moment. And let me see can I get him.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Big site, new paint.
Go, go. Big
yeah.
Go,
go. All eyes on Buffalo. Yeah. Roll up in the club.
Never.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you see is that. Follow when you see me and let the devil suffer. For the day they finally free me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit the sun won't be that high until I die. Live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot.
All right, all right. What it do, fellas? Like, I got it by myself tonight. I can't find DJ. I guess he's going to get us some Jerry Curl juice or either a new relaxer to put in the head or something. Cause I heard he got his car about straightened out, so I think he's trying to get his house straightened out now. So, fella, with that being said, I guess we're going to talk about the up-and-coming events and everything and what's been going on in the grudge world and about the crying and the bickering and the hollering and everything else of that nature. So let me go to the mic and see who got something to say first. We got some guy had hands up before I got the show started. Good. Let me see what they got. 312-0684. Your mic is live. Who I'm speaking with?
What's going on, Butt Naked?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, you doing all right?
Man, I'm hanging in there with both hands. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing a little bit better now. I got both hands and both feet in.
Hey, man, you in good shape there, man. You got a whole lot of help, brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I just called. You know, I'm calling in to get my support as usual, man.
Okay.
Hey, Butt Naked, if you notice, Butt Naked, man, it's been a little change going on lately, Butt Naked.
What we got going on, Larry?
Hey, man, check this out. Just about every show that we call in on now, it's hard to get on them now.
I noticed
you know,
that, too.
And with it being hard to get on the shows, you know what that means, don't you, Butt Naked?
We're losing some fans.
Hey, man, we're getting not only that, we're growing, man.
Yeah, we're growing. We're growing. I tell you what.
If we keep more positive concept and keep everything headed forward, man, we're gonna get bigger than that. You know, we talked about this a long time ago, Butt Naked.
We sure did. We
2013, baby. How about it?
That's it. 2013, boy, going on.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Yes, sir.
I had to call in to get my support. I'm going to let you get to the next caller, and I'll mute my mic, and I'll just sit back to the side. But I just wanted to bring that up, for, you know, right at this present time, and I'll just wait till you get everybody in, and then we can do our little commentaries and stuff.
Okay, that'll work. Well, you know how I go. Go ahead and mute your mic, and feel free to speak in when you get ready.
All right.
313-5415. Who we speaking with tonight?
What's up all the way, Nick?
What's going on, homie?
Nothing much. It's Tyson, man.
All right, Tyson, good night.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm glad to call in and support and holler at you, man, you and DJ.
Man, I appreciate you guys calling. DJ ain't on yet. He had to go get him Jerry Carroll juice or something. He ain't made it back.
He ran out of activator.
Yeah, he ran out of activator. He need a new bag. One, I think his grandma might got on the air by putting that juice on her cap. So, I'm going to get him a new plastic bag. He going to kick my hand for that shit, but hey, it is what it is, goddamn it.
Hey, DJ, if you listen, I was butt naked. That wasn't me.
See how you do me talking to him for the butt? You went off on time, goddamn it. That's all right.
I'm turned on you. I'm turned on you.
Yeah. Did you listen to the show with Jay Bowen last night, Tyson?
Did I listen to it?
Yeah,
I listened to it. Yep.
We're going to text him. There's some issues on that. And a lot of things went on last night. A lot of things were said, so we're going to go to that in a minute. Also, but let me get the other three callers right quick.
Okay.
773-8424. 773-8424. Your mic is live.
Good evening, Bud Nickett.
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing happening. This is the kid, man.
You doing all right, kid?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing all right. Yep.
What the weather like up there?
Man, it got them. man, frostbite come through here.
Hey, I heard Jack Frost lost his goddamn mind up through there.
Shit, he did here in Chicago, man.
I heard that.
God damn, it got so cold today, goddamn, I didn't want to go to work.
Man, I tell you, it'd be like that. It started raining down this morning, probably around about 5:40, 5:30.
Oh, yeah, shit, with the wind chill, in fact, I think it was down around about 15 below, man.
Woo! That frog had lost his mind then.
Yeah, but by me living in Chicago, you know, I know how to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't know how to survive in that kind of weather, man. I believe we'll pass on the way.
I heard that. Well, I'm on just calling in to get my support, man. I didn't get a chance to get on the show last night, but I'm going to sit back and listen to what y'all had to say about the show.
All right. Did you listen to it last night at all, though?
No, I didn't get a chance to listen to it at all.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so, let me get the other caller, Tyson.
Right. Go ahead.
Touch base on what they talked about a little bit last night. I heard there was a lot of crying going on.
He won't change his times.
We're going to see what's going on with that. 504-7175. Who are we speaking with? 504-7175. Your mic is live. All right, guess we're going to mute him for a minute till he decide to come back. 815-8050. This boy is slow tonight.
What's going on, Bud Nickett?
What's going on, Captain?
Hey, man, y'all got to get up off my governor, man. We don't play that.
What happened, sleep?
What's going on, kid? What's going on, bud nigga?
Oh, no, you doing all right?
Yeah, man. I just called and said, hey, man, I'm on my cell phone. I just got off work, man. I'm going to call back in when I get home, man. So I'm just checking in like Larry Kidd and the rest of the Virgin family, man. I'll get a call back when I get home, man.
All right. You be safe on that road, man. Watch out.
I appreciate it, bud nigga.
Okay. All right. Going back up to my uncle up here. Larry, what you think about the show last night?
Bunch of crybabies.
Yeah, I heard they were crying and bickering. Real bad.
What I heard is I think Tony Miles got a personal issue with the white boys. It's something personal.
He said it last night. God damn, you ain't personal.
It's real personal with him because, man, he. Wow, that's all I can say is wow. You know what I mean?
Well, he stayed late night at person because they won't give him his raise back, you know. Hey,
yeah,
each his own, man. A lot of guys want to run it back.
Right.
I don't think nobody going to handicap their cars to run anybody right now.
Nah, nobody ain't going to handicap their cars, you know. I mean, you look at it like this. White boys, they the king of the 28th. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, they had trial and tribulations to get where they at now to make the 28s work.
It's
so
just like,
you know, they're not switch to nothing new.
No, nah, they ain't gonna switch nothing. They ain't gonna do that. They ain't putting nothing on. They ain't taking nothing off.
Oh no.
They'd be a damn fool.
Oh yeah. Also, I talked with Mississippi Joe today. He had me what we're really going to tighten up a little bit. That's when he's going to be ready. They're going to be real soon. That was, I really going to put 20 mines on. I could do a best shit in the wood and wipe his hand with a rabbit. He bust out laughing. So, I told him around about, I guess around about the end of April, middle of May, we're going to put them 29s on that bad boy and let it see what it, let it do what it do.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. Back in the game again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me see who this is. We got another hand up. Look like down in Mississippi somewhere down through that way. Speaking of Mississippi, did y'all, you know, y'all don't get the radio station. Yes, y'all do. Y'all, you on the radio about the, what that was, something about Mississippi, about the slavery?
Oh, I heard that. They passed a law to cancel slavery down there.
They're just not doing it. Did it this year? Did it
work? Yeah. They're just not doing it. They just canceled the slavery law down there.
Yeah, they supposed to done it. Let me stop that music down. They supposed to done it a long time ago, but they didn't do it. They ran it up.
They was, yep, they was one of the last ones that didn't put it up. And
they just
something
done
happened
it.
Something with a movie or something that made them, somebody put it up to the front that made them change their law?
Yep.
I heard about that.
I heard. That's strange, isn't it?
Man.
So I got a new fan for Joe when I talk to him now. What's your name,
free,
boy?
Free at last. God almighty, they free at last.
Okay, let me hold this Mississippi mic up here. 601-9133. What's going on, Henry? Come on, Grudging, with this board.
Everybody's shy tonight. What's happening?
But, nigga, how you doing, man?
What's going on, Joe?
How's everything, mate?
All right. Is Joe in it?
Yep.
This is him.
Hey, what's going on? Speak of the devil, show will appear. Free at last. I'm going to get that motherfucking ass.
Hey, man, what's happening? But, nigga, I can't rough you up, none. I don't have nothing to back me up right now. But, nigga, I'm
going
to
know you. We know you're coming, Joe. We know you're coming. Everybody know your situation. But me and
well,
you are going to goddamn... We're going to belly to belly each other one of these days on that track with them calls.
Okay, but, nigga, I hear you talking, man.
I promise you're going to get a raise from me.
Okay, but, nigga, I hear you, bro.
Yeah.
Well, but, nigga, I'm just seeing how you got the show, man. You're doing a great job as being a host, but, nigga, but they need to fire you tomorrow, man.
Oh, man.
It'll be all right, Joe. Hey, ain't no one person, ain't two people alike in this world. So you're in your show, you want to rent it, remind me where I want to rent it when over here.
Well, but nigga, that's so true, man. That's so true.
Hey,
well, with
Joe,
that being
like
said, but nigga, I mean, it appears that you got all the answers, so you don't need my little two cents. I'm going to go back on mute.
Sounds like you got a little cold, Joe.
No, man, I'm just sleepy a little bit.
Oh, man.
Just woke up. That's about it.
I heard that.
You wasn't asleep last night, boy. You was dead on cue last night. What's going on, Bo?
Hey, Larry, how you doing, partner? Listen, but I'll be live Friday night, so y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Oh, man.
You better believe it.
I heard that.
I wasn't lying this Friday, but the show was okay. You know, I got to get back in the swing of things, but this Friday it'll be on and popping.
All good, huh?
You better believe it. But, nigga, did you pay CC his punk out money? But, nigga.
He might be done scared him.
Well, he'll come up with some kind of lie. But, nigga.
I'm back. That was DJ beeping in. He on with us now. He had
call in. Hey, man. I'm sorry, y'all. What's going on?
DJ.
How you doing, man? I'm going to be the first one to tell you, but nigga been talking about saying that you, messed up your grandmama couch with the Jerry Curl juice. You had to go buy you a plastic bag to wear when you had a house and all kind of shit. You had to go get a new kid, all kind of shit.
You know what they say, man?
Hey,
yeah,
that's
what he said. Yeah, CC knew who to draw on. That's why he drew on you instead of him.
Oh,
to him because he got all that big old shit hanging off that damn cotton. Willy bars and all that bullshit he got. But I imagine CeCe probably run them too. I imagine.
Yeah, he said he was last night. They want CeCe to run them on 29 while CeCe run on 28. CeCe, they were hearing that shit.
He said, yeah. But I mean, it's like this. I mean, it is what it is. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, I can't say what kind of car Tony Bynes' car is, but all I can say is what the rumor of what kind of car it is, you know. So if that's the case, man, you just really out, you know. You got a car that you can put 30, I don't know what the hell kind of tires, big tires he can put on or something, girl, but, you know, I ain't got nothing to say about it because it ain't, I'm not really, like, so much trying to lock in with that car or whatever, so it ain't really nothing I'm, thinking about messing with. Now, I am thinking about somewhat messing with it, but I ain't thinking about messing with it right now. So, ain't no need for me to even talk about it. But what I'm saying is, most of the time, or most of the cars that he want to draw on, okay, I mean, I'll just say, for instance, like last night, he was really talking bad about the white boy. But I don't.
What did he say about the white boy?
He said everything he wanted to say. They ain't nothing in the game. They ain't relevant. And I can't say.
I mean, the only thing that I could say that made sense to me that he said about the white boy, they shouldn't have passed no messages too tight, man. They should have brought their ass on the show and said what they wanted to say for themselves. That's the only thing I thought was kind of just, you know.
It's probably good that they didn't, because it probably would have been a blown out argument for real.
No,
there probably been stuff said.
But
when
you're bad, you not already said what you need to say. When you're bad, you already said what you need to say. Hill ain't got no reason. I wouldn't come on either. I see you in that water box.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, Tony was saying so much. Now, if you had heard, they were saying, from what I understand, I think they was on the phone listening, but they didn't, you know, but Tony was just talking a little too. He was giving them a little extra, but I don't want, you know, but, you know, he was thinking everybody was saving him, everybody kissing up to him, but
kissing
I would say it like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I want the white boy's ass too, but I mean, the truth is the truth. You know, what they doing and what they've done, they doing a hell of a thing with what, you know, with their program. I want their ass. Don't get me wrong. I want their ass. I ain't trying to soften it. I want their ass. But at the same time, you know, the truth is the truth. They got a good program going.
You look at it like this. The shootouts is what's going on now. Without a shootout in the grass,
well, I mean, that's what they... What you gotta understand is everybody build their car and do what they want to do with their car. So if that's what they want to do, that's fine. Ain't nobody got no problem with that. And the other thing is, you know, they do grudge race. They don't not grudge race. I mean, they ran some hell of a grudge racing in 2012. I mean, everything or any accolades or whatever they got for 2012, they deserve. The only thing you can do if you don't like it, goddamn, get in the ring with them and do something about them in 2013. 2012 is gone.
Yeah, get your ass up there.
They did say they will run Rambo, but Tony Bynes don't want to run with Rambo. He want to run with Moneymaker.
See, to me, that
I don't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair.
Well, can I interrupt y'all? Can I ask y'all one question? I just want to ask y'all one quick question. I'm gonna get right back out of y'all.
All right, go ahead.
What's the baddest G-body y'all know that's on 28th, man?
White boy.
Okay, then. Well, they gotta get credit where credit is due. Whether you like it or don't like it, the proof is in the pudding.
That's it.
See, what it is, it's personal between. It's personal with Tony Bynes because he beat Tony Bynes and he don't want to run him. Well, Tony Bynes said he don't want to run him back. He will run him, but he will run Rambo. He's not running Moneymaker. And I think he run Rambo, that'd be a good race.
He'll whoop Moneymaker. He ought to really make him Tony mad. He's going to beat Moneymaker's ass.
What I'm saying is, what you got to understand is, and I'm going to say too many people scared of these ghost numbers. You get in these goddamn arena. These cars is not going to run what they run
the
their best number. They not going to run that shit every goddamn time. The bottom line is, y'all get your ass in the goddamn ring and anything and damn happen. That's why I don't give a fuck about racing. Nobody I plan on racing. Because I know I'm right. I know I'm in the vicinity. Even if a motherfucker fast, I'm in the vicinity.
Well, you sure need to act like it. Because you ain't ran no
I plan to act like it, Mr. Wick, because I'm sure I plan to see you real soon, too. Real soon.
You know what I'm going to do to your ass.
I know what you think you're going to do to my ass.
You think
Listen, man, it's fine. Say what you want to say, but that day, me and you in the ring coming a whole lot quicker than what you thinking.
I'm going to fuck him up. And the white boy gets in the way. I'll fuck them up. And Big Ball's starting to get in the way. I'm going to fuck him up. Big Low get in the way, I'm going to fuck him up. CC get back in the way, I'm going to fuck him back up.
So Wick, you saying you going to give DJ Grant a perm?
Yeah. I'm okay. DJ, I'm going to get DJ Grant a goddamn Nuvo, Wave Nuvo.
I'm gonna turn the 901 bad boys into the 901 bad girls club. Y'all gonna be dressed in drag when I get through with your ass. And I'm gonna do it on them 28. I ain't gonna be no more crying.
I respect Phil a lot, though, because Phil told me something he ain't never had to tell me. He said, man, I race the track. I don't race the car. I race the track. He said, I go to the track, and I try to get my car down the track as fast as I can get in them conditions. Well, that ain't going to do it no way.
That's exactly what I don't know. I can't say because I wasn't down to Vidalta, but I think they say that most times that Lowe came up against the white boys, they're trying to put too much to the car and then need to be racing the track. You got to, man. You got to race the track. You can't race the track. But at the same time, man, you know, them boys, there's a lot more going on to them boys calling people. No, you can't come out there fucking with them and be half-stepping, man. They on the A-game.
They're on the A game.
Big Ball Factor on his A game. Them two, I tell you right now, them two right there on the A game. But, I mean, you know, not trying to belittle the white boys or say this, say that, but they really ain't no hell of a, you know, they just what we say. They consistent. They get down the track.
And sometimes,
but don't get me wrong, they bad now. They bad. I'm not trying to say they ain't bad, but you know, if you can't run with them, just stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. That's it.
In other words, stay on the porch.
No, you're old.
That's right. I ain't hating on none of y'all. All y'all bad. Shit.
All of them. Everybody.
Yeah. All y'all.
Well, Larry, you say ain't none of us bad, but niggas.
No, but that's the man now. You know, it's an exception to every rule now, Joe.
That's all the way. There you go.
That's all the way.
But, nigga, the worst are the worst, man. That's the worst of the worst, Larry.
That's the worst of the worst.
I'm going to let that goddamn win and Joe have a show tonight. They can talk tonight. But you know what, man? We're
going to talk. We're over this show.
Let me tell you what, that 901 got some bad ass boy you pulled to me. Put some points on that bitch and watch out, smash. Put them on there. Even though you're here, man. Put some points on that motherfucker.
All I got to say, all y'all do y'all drag racing, but nobody do what Bud Decker can do. Bud Decker can slide down poles. He got deers that come out of Africa and shit.
Come on,
and none of y'all
got
that boy.
Coming out of his ass.
Hey, Larry. And he can make it clap.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
Butt Nugget, that man ain't gonna answer that shit. You can't even get out your front door. You know you can't get out of that racetrack.
Y'all
gonna be
good.
Hey, what's up, Butt Nugget? Hey, I ain't gonna do it, Butt Nugget. I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna get tired and go to sleep waiting on your ass.
Hey, Butt Nugget,
I'm taking over your show. The 901 taking over the show. Y'all call me if y'all want somebody to open some mics and stuff. Me and I'll open up the mics, and we'll mute mics if y'all don't goddamn it listen.
You better take heed, boy. You better take heed over there.
Well, mute
up, nigga, Mike. I'm
going to
see you do that.
Hey, mute your mic. Hold on, y'all. Last night, Tony Bowen was to take over the show. Tonight, we're going to let Wick take over the show. Go ahead, man.
Hey, mute your mic, bud, nigga. Mute your own mic, goddamn.
Hey, Wick, let me ask you something.
Huh?
If you will put 20s on your car, I'll have the money on your head.
How about that? Listen, I want everybody to listen good. This is breaking news. I really supposed to tell everybody, but the 901 bad boys is going to take the Predator car and shut the 28 gang down.
All right, then.
No, we're
talking about the King
Kong.
That big bitch.
No, listen, Butt Nugget, we're going to run you. You can have whatever you want to have. Don't you want 28? We're going to run you with the Predator car. We're going to shut the white boys down.
No,
we're going to shut the ball factor down. We're going to shut CC them down. Up the 28 game. We're going to take over.
You're going to see no ball on that. I'm just shooting in the wind.
I ain't shooting in no wind.
Hold on.
I'm not shooting in the wind either. I said, when is it supposed to start? I got to run somewhere and pick up something. It's probably going to take me a few days. I'm gonna try to have it ready around the beginning of March, maybe the middle of March, so where
okay.
I can tell anybody from 28 they can come see us.
Hey.
And that includes you, DJ Red. DJ Grant. We'll give you.
That's me. That's my resume.
Yeah. Since y'all set a King Kong. I'm going to go ahead and let him stay on top of the building. He'll be at the track, but he'll be on top of the building. And y'all want him to jump down. Y'all ain't got to do nothing. Call that number. 1-800-ASS.
No.
He's going to jump down. He'll have a little red guy in his hand. So he's fucking little red guy.
You can put me down first. I'll be the first one then.
What, to get King Kong off the building?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like this, remember this, if you knocked the Predator off, we ain't going to even want no action. Is it stop suspension? Man, will you quit asking all these goddamn questions, man?
No, motherfucker, after you ask the question, is it stop suspension?
Yeah, man. Stop suspension.
I can say the motherfucker
stop suspension with a V6 in it, with goddamn it, training wheels on the front of it, and you wouldn't run the motherfucker.
Lock it in and watch it.
Yeah. You're going to say a goddamn rabbit jumped out of it when you should have fight. You coming with all kind of shit, a deer running through the house.
Y'all want to be in these goddamn cars out of our clothes and want to run over with them.
I just got a check 901 bad boy. The nitrous small block can pull King Kong off that building on them 29. Nitrous small block.
When?
Huh?
When?
They on the line. If you speak loud enough and say the right thing, I should have pressed the what, but
is it a nitrous small block?
A nitrous small block.
Tell him to push the one button, man.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
Lock that motherfucker in on them 28.
Whoa. Whoa.
You talking about the Predator?
Yeah, lock that motherfucker in on them 28.
Where you going, girl?
He said they ain't ready. Give me a couple months.
Y'all can bring that motherfucking Mustang back. We're going to run y'all with the Predator. I put him on back on top of the building.
You said set up it. We got what?
I said I'm gonna put this. I'm gonna have the Predator ready for anything on 28 and file about in less than a month.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we were scheduled on King Kong or something. Okay.
Y'all ain't scared of King Kong. You want that action again?
Man, we were trying to get your ass wrapped in and down, man.
But when a person wanna engage you, that don't wanna pay their fucking money. Danye wanna engage because he thought he had something there. That's the same as you thought you had something there. But we still try to come back and run your ass. Yeah, you did try to run me back, but at the same time, I had two other grudge races. Yeah, you had to get in line. So I blowed your ass off, then you had to get back, you had to get back at the line, at the end of the line.
Wait, your ass got the game on your ass, and you just saved $65,000
just keeping fucking up. You saved his ass. That's what you said.
I did. I saved his ass. I did save his ass. He know I saved him because he started with Tyler Willis.
Hey, Clark. Hold up. Big Clark, tell him how that shit went. Tell him how that shit went, Big Clark. You were down. Exactly how it went. Don't even lie for nobody. Tell the truth. Tell what happened.
Oh, yeah. After y'all lost, you came right back. You told him to lock in again. You ready to do it. You're going to buy the punk out.
Hey, he ain't even pulled that motherfucker in. Well, he ain't even put the battery charge on it yet when I went to him.
No, you didn't.
You right. But see, I had Danye and I had Gadget. So I had to knock Danye off, and then I had to knock Gadget off. By the time I got through with them, the track was cold and everything. But, hey, CC, weren't you still out there popping wheelies and shit?
Yeah, we still popping wheelies.
Unless y'all trying to bait me in or whatever. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you didn't want to see King Kong save you $5,000.
No, wait, get what? We're going to gamble again. You would have gave us another race. We were going to race your ass again. We're going to keep going.
So now you remember that. Next time King Kong see your ass. King Kong, I'm going to treat you like you one of them motherfuckers in New York City. I'm going to step on you.
Hey, Wick, guess what? Wick, I'm going to tell you like this. You and Tony Bynes ass in trouble on them 29.
Good.
Both of y'all in trouble.
I'm looking for trouble, man. That's my first name.
Real soon.
Hey, no willy balls. You got three people on this phone that are no racers, like that are non-racers. You got Mississippi Joe, you got Bud Naked, and you got DJ Grant. Them three non-racing motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers who don't race.
but they ain't got nothing else to do but run the show, and they do a good job running the show. DJ Grant, Run Naked, Mississippi Joe, they race, got one of these goddamn shows.
Let me think.
Hey,
you can do
a good party.
See what you
want
to do with Alabama on this side, then. How about that?
I'll be over there on the 24th.
Okay.
And
who else you bringing with you?
Don't worry about what I'm bringing some.
We don't give a fuck what you bringing on you on 28. I don't give a fuck what you bringing.
We don't be on no 28. We don't be on no motherfucking 28.
You already backhand, homie. You want all the damn cake, don't you?
Backhand? Man, come on, man. I don't
man,
know
you
that word.
You got a fucking goddamn ladder ball, bowl link, whatever that motherfucker is. It ain't goddamn stuff.
You don't have to be backhand. That don't mean you backhand if you ladder ball bowl link, man.
You telling a goddamn lie.
You need to talk to your boss, man.
Ladder ball ain't no backhand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. He might not be goddamn backhand, but he ain't stopped suspension. Put it like that, then.
What's the difference? You a fool. See, that's why
they want to charge you $1,000 with the family card.
Hey, butt nigga,
CC them got a stock suspension call on 28, and I'm willing to bet you $1,000 that they probably had a better seat than I did.
Well, they might be.
What the fuck is you talking about then? A lot of buying stock suspension. That shit don't mean shit.
Hell, boy, I know you might got a damn three-quarter car. I wonder what the hell you got up under there.
It really don't matter to you because you ain't going to run the motherfucking no way.
You put your 28s on it.
CC got 28, why you don't run him?
CC on me.
I ain't trying to throw shit on shit. The only thing I can tell you, if you bet any kind of money, I'm going to bet with CC on your dumb ass.
Well, it don't matter, homie. That's what people going to do, bet with who they like. What I'm telling you is, you bring y'all the click down to Alabama on 24, see them when you bring y'all ass back up that road.
Yeah, we coming.
Yeah, you might come, but if you come on 28, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, see, we don't know. You know, we special. We don't know what we might bring. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we special too. We special also.
You ain't special in our category. We special in ass kicking. You special in running from
catching. Get your 29s on. And I got a partner. Got some 31. And see what y'all want to do.
Fuck your partner. I'll blow his ass off. Is you talking about crazy horse, crazy white horse, jumping horse, whatever his goddamn name is? He can bring that pig, man.
Nobody talking about no goddamn crazy horse. And since you got goddamn lap horse, he's fooling.
I wouldn't give a fuck what he is on 31. Fuck him.
Okay. All right.
He ain't got no hoodie.
He go to bed about 9 o'clock. We're going to call you in the morning.
Don't call me. See me at the track.
You want to jump on that in your clan?
I ain't going to do a pussy 31 on. I got enough room to put 33s on that motherfucker. I'm going to have 4
put them on now. Put them on now.
Yeah. I ain't scared of no motherfucker you know.
All right.
I'm arguing with the damn wall, really.
No, you're not. You bring your bad ass on
now.
We got plenty of motherfuckers over here in Alabama that'll get on your ass. 10 of them.
You ain't.
You know what? If you come down here on 24, I guarantee you, 5 out of the goddamn 6 cars in Alabama would kick your motherfucking ass.
You ain't gonna be near one of them.
I bet.
Your mother gonna whoop me in Alabama. Hey, look at 5 feet. That's all your mother gonna whoop me over there.
Hey, tell what you don't want that motherfucker ain't got your ass, boy. How much you wanna be?
Man, come on, butt nigga. I ain't really ain't got no business talking to you.
Well, you ain't got to talk to me.
I'm going to let you talk to who you going to be talking to, huh?
Well, nigga, this is nigga be stripping. You this nigga be stripping, dog. What's up with you, dog? You just having fun with shit. Hey, what's up with you, nigga? You know, right?
Hey, you can't use the N-word on this show. I'm with you.
Man, you be stripping, man. Man, what's up with you be stripping, man?
So when that
talking to man, you ain't racist, man. You stripping.
What are you doing, Ma?
I worry about what Ma though. This nigga's tripping, man.
What are you doing, Ma?
This ain't no motherfucker, Ma. This 902, nigga. Fuck all this.
What you doing? Hey, y'all, hold up. First of all, you can't use the N-word on my show. None of these shows.
Nigga, look. All right, look. But look, you stripping, nigga. Wait.
I don't tell you. Well, let me find your mother. We got to cut you off. I'll ask you three times now. I'm being courteous. You can't use the N-word for real.
You stripping, man.
Yeah, he ain't mean to. We're going to let you run the show what you do, Bill. We sorry.
You let him run the show, but he got to be in check with that N-word. We got sponsors, you know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
Let's keep running your show, man. What you do best,
man.
We're going to go on mute. Go ahead and run your show, man.
All right, well, go on mute, because you sound like your partner. You're on a different level.
You're doing a good job, man. 0347.
You might get
lied.
Who was speaking
you
with?
You disrespect.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to come home one day. You fucked up. No, he's 14 years old. That motherfucker made me both of them. That motherfucker 200 something. Ain't got them down. You just one day. You just come home. I'm going to punch you.
I'm going to punch you.
Shut him out.
Let's 313-6638. Who we speaking with?
What's going on? It's the mailman.
What's going on, mailman?
Everything's all right. Hey, my man, why you bagging down from Whit, man? You supposed to be getting in. You don't let nobody come to your town, man, talking shit to you. What's wrong with you?
I ain't bagging down from him. He won't put no 28s on mail, man.
He ain't on the heat, but you know he ain't got 28s. So what's the problem?
I ain't got 29. he tried to pull that Tony Vine rope like Tony Vine did last night. He fully allowed him and then goddamn it.
Listen, you got 901 to start off the year good. I mean, they doing their thing, so they he got every right to have his chest poked out. But you know he's bringing the car to the game that stops the vision on 28. So
no,
all
man,
I can do is bring it on.
Oh, yeah, I had to go to the 29. I had too much 28 time money out here. But I hate to go to them 29 right now. He gonna be late on.
You
ought
to hear yourself. You ought to hear yourself, buddy.
You ought to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I had about this transmission.
Man, ain't nobody going to run down that hill and try to fuck them all. You walk down the hill and fuck them all. Run down the hill and fuck them all.
Hey, if you bad on 28 or 29, car shouldn't be nothing to you, man.
Man, I don't want to switch over, but I might have to for your bad ass. How about that?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about them 28s, too. And a lot of people don't want me to say this. I ain't going to say it. Go ahead.
Say it.
I'll let you find out on your own. I know why these boys running on these 28s, too.
We'll tell you what we got.
I'll tell you once I knock a patch out your ass.
Go ahead, say it. We'll wait.
You on 28s. You should know. Why people? You tell me why people running 28 just as well as 29.
You didn't
bother
turning
in
for
1500. I don't know.
You don't know?
We see what happened to people that go from 29 to 28. We see what happened to them.
They go faster.
No.
No.
The low end was faster. Gangsta Boo ain't winning faster, and you damn sure will go faster if you take yours out. Well, put something on King Kong.
They don't know what they know.
Okay, well, if you know what you're doing, put King Kong on some goddamn 28, and I'll lock your ass in for this fucking weekend. Nah, I bet you won't do that. You say you know what to do. I'm going to show you don't know what to do. I'm going to show you a goddamn lie. And when King Kong.
Well, for one, 28 don't like them big old cop rays, them two cop rays.
I'm not I
ain't gonna put no 28 on that car.
Yes, sir.
See, it's a secret. It's
but
a secret.
They
don't like a lot of talk, I can tell you that.
Well, you say you know what to do to them. Know how to tune them. Know what you told me.
I do. I know a little few things about them.
Put them few things.
You just don't know what's going on.
Put them few things to the table with them 20s on. Put them on there and see what we do to you.
For one, you got the wrong transmission.
That's what somebody do right through his house.
Yeah.
Well, I like to tell you, homie, you pick the transmission you want to put in yours. I pick one I want to put in mine.
You pick the tie you want to put on yours. Don't pick the tie I want to put on mine.
Did you kill that deal around your house?
Where you full of shit, boy? Yeah, we ain't going to beat you. 219-1065. Hey, I'm not
going to
lie. Who
are
we speaking with?
Nicole.
Hey, Cole, what's going on, man?
I got Sleeping Leon on.
What's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
Governor Grant, butt naked?
What's happening?
Yeah, ain't nothing, man. We just living in with you guys, man. Y'all gonna have to do something with, man. Wit ain't playing.
I'll be the first to say I ain't, you know, Wit doing what he's supposed to do. Ain't no doubt about it. But I mean, but the bottom line, I mean, Wit ain't gonna be no bad all in 2030. It's somebody on the phone right now, but I guess, you know, for whatever reason, they got a small block on 29 going to fuck Wit up.
Ooh-wee.
They
going to
fuck King Kong up with a small block. I promise.
If they gave me
the rights, I'd lock his ass in right now, but I can't do it if they call, so, you know.
Hey, DJ,
one thing about it, King Kong going to get put on the building in a minute.
Leon.
That Charlie come out.
Leon.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, don't ever show
you got
them King Kong.
They'll
fuck him up. Bring him on down here.
We're going to put King Kong up in about 60 to 90 days. King Kong, he be gone today.
I can guarantee you that's going to be one car going to give it a reason. And the gangster will be out there.
And then you got two cars
that'll help you retire King Kong.
And then 60
two
to 90 days promise. King Kong been in that cage. He coming back out.
Man, please.
I'm telling you.
I'm not trying to down nothing you're doing with, but I'm telling you, two cars, I can tell you for a fact, don't care nothing about you. And they both on 29. That's that gangster boot and the small block nitro car I'm talking about right
now.
Let
me tell y'all something, man. Y'all thought I was just
cool.
I'm telling you,
Gangsta
Boo did not
want to
see me, man.
You out your damn mind.
Man,
you crazy.
I'm going to hide on that motherfucker, man.
Okay. What you doing when it come out, man? Just do it. Ain't no need to really talk about it right now because we all know what's going on. But that's all going to be out real soon.
Hey, quick. Did I fuck you up down there in Montgomery last time? Dude, I got to fuck you
up
again, man.
Let me explain to everybody what happened, man. Driving somebody else's car. They got
to get on. But nigga, fuck y'all up down there.
Over there, but the gangster. That's the only person over there that would run me.
The old Monte Carlo game.
When Jay went to come over 50 rounds, you did he not?
Yeah, I was driving a dude car that I fuck with, and I betted with them, man.
But
then he had to put
you out.
Hey, DJ, man, you probably need to start at the bottom, man.
You probably need to run Bud Nick or some motherfucker.
Listen, man, I don't believe in that star at the bottom. I thought well, motherfucker talking is running his mouth. And I want to get on his ass. I don't give a damn. He at the top of the tree, the bottom of the tree. I want his ass. If we're at the same place at the same time, we both getting down the track, let's get down.
Man, ain't no me getting down. You got to worry about that shit.
Hey, what I'm going to say before I go in here and do me some biceps is this.
Other word, and y'all probably talking shit, and I can't even hear what the hell you think.
I'm going to hang up and call you back because I can't hear shit. You want to call into the show, you want me to call you on the show phone? I'm just going to call your phone back.
All right, go ahead.
Do your job, butt naked.
All right, I'm back. Let me own Cold Mike up and Mailman back up.
Thank you, sir.
And let me own Marl back up if he ain't talking on that phone in the background.
Can we go?
And 248-0347.
What's happening, butt naked?
What's going on, man?
Oh, I'm just listening, man. I'm just supporting the show tonight. See what you guys are talking about. Oh, DJ Grant, boy, y'all getting his blood pressure.
What's happening,
yeah,
Kevin?
Got it up. Yep. All right, Kev.
Hey, butt naked.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why people got to get so excited on the show, man.
I don't know either, man. I don't know either. Some of these guys, I tell you, I guess it's hard, but it's fair.
Oh, but it's fair.
Hey, yo, what's happening, Tayo? Hey, what's going on, my brother? What's going on, T?
Tayo, did you listen to the show? Show not Joe, Jay Show last night when Big Drag asked BET that question, what's wrong with it?
Oh, yeah, no. He and
you know,
so much.
I missed the show last night. But did BET have an answer? Because I can answer it for him in case.
Yeah.
He said that y'all always picking on him. He said you don't never start nothing. Y'all,
yeah, he said always picking on him. Man. He don't mess with nobody. And
tell Charlie Brown to shut the fuck up, man. You know what? You need to quit talking shit about everybody. Everything will be all good. That's all.
Oh, shit.
Well, like Drag say, he being so much controversy, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying, not talk about it, but he always in the middle of something.
Exactly.
But you know what, though? Can I say something in his defense? I know this pains me to even fucking say this. But, you know, if the guy's asked to be a DP or something and he's involved with the race, I understand that's what his job is. You know, he's got to go get money for whoever loses. But I think it's how he goes about it is what rubs people the wrong way. Instead of, you know, just taking the money and bringing it back, it's like, ha, you got fucked up, you got your ass kicked, you know, and I think that's what just rubs. Nobody wants to hear shit like that after they lose a race and they got to hear this fucking guy start talking shit. I think what he's got to understand something is that he's, in my opinion, not a racer, so he's got to quit running his mouth like racers because everybody else has their car to back up what they say. He doesn't. So he's got to pick and choose what he says and not be so controversy just because who the hell is he? You know, and that's the whole thing. That's my whole thing on the guy. I just think he needs to quit getting so involved in everybody's races like he's the man that it has to go through.
I believe that right, Leo. You know, he said a lot of stuff.
People racing need to do the same thing.
Yeah, this is going to be two weeks in a row with this here, huh, Whit?
Yeah.
Hey, Tayo. There was one something that he did not say last night when Claude asked him that question. You know what that is?
What?
You remember them little kids when their mama get on the ad about why they be doing stuff all the time? He just didn't say, "Who the hell mess with me for me?" The whole thing he didn't do.
You know what? I thought he would call on my show last Saturday, but
he knew better. He knew better.
So
Stay okay, buddy, nigga. I'm going to mute your mic.
Somebody eat
some potato
chips.
Stay
okay.
Yeah, I'm here. You went out just then. Go ahead. Somebody will eat some potato chips, but I'm going to mute the mic if they don't stop.
Hey, me.
Another, it's probably Jay Lawrence on the phone. Go ahead, tell me what you were saying. We didn't hear you.
Although somebody was calling my name, I didn't know who it was.
Did DJ get that on?
Yeah, DJ on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, DJ.
He's putting that bag on. That's what we hear. The allocated chip that bag he's putting on the damn head.
I'm gonna cut my hair. Have me a little haircut now. Y'all made me cut my hair. I'm cutting my damn hair.
Oh, no, don't do that. You're gonna be what Joe called a Mohican. Oh, Joe got there.
Is Tail still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, this kid in Chicago, man. How you doing?
What's going on, kid?
Hey, why don't you send me about 70 degrees UPS, man?
What's that?
I said, why don't you send me about 70 degrees by UPS?
You know what, man?
Yeah.
I wish I could, but it's a whopping, like, 62 degrees here right now. Now, we're expecting some rain.
Fred Nugget.
Yeah.
Can you get BT on so he can defend himself?
Oh, hell no.
Man, his hand ain't up.
So what?
He put the one button.
Oh, okay.
Where
he at? I don't know. I didn't know if he was on or not. I know y'all were saying something. I was trying to get him on.
You
don't
hear that much, my fool.
You know, you want him to get on and defend himself because he rides your neck and Tony Bryan neck. That's what that is.
No, he don't ride out there. Yeah,
they do. Your dick will be goddamn
12
foot long
when
that time
you're
playing on it.
I mean, you just ain't racing. So he can't ride, though. He can't video you and stuff. If you were racing, then he'd be doing the same thing for you.
He do the same shit to me as he do to everybody else. He's
still racing. If you look at it, he always in tour with the people that ain't racing. Kimo, you, DJ Grant.
Now, he ain't in a tour with me. Don't get it twisted.
Listen, man.
I'm telling you. Keep on. You got three asses and not maybe even four coming real soon. Before them 60 or 90 days you talking about, you got three ass whoopings coming. I'm letting you know that right now.
Uh-oh. Well,
one
let me tell you
about three ass whoopings. Block car.
I'm going to say, only way you're going to be able to whoop me, you wear a headband. Because, see, when that motherfucker be coming up
listen,
and that bouncing
all you got to worry about is just fucking me up. Don't worry. I mean, just don't worry about if I'm winning or whatever. Whatever I do, I plan to turn that goddamn wind light on.
Well, you want your Jericho juice in your eyes.
Yeah, all that.
I'm going to get real sweet for you.
Yeah.
If you put 20s on your goddamn car,
he ain't gonna do it, man.
I'm gonna hold the money and I'm gonna put the bill up.
He not gonna do it. He not gonna do it.
I'm gonna leave his train on the
24. You gonna put my money up too?
I'm gonna hold the money. Whatever you pay, I'm gonna hold it. I'm gonna put the bill up, and if I lose, I don't want that gay ass city belt.
I don't want that gay ass city belt. You say you want all the money?
Mm-mm.
Cause shit.
I didn't say like that.
See, if I put 28s on the car, I got to go get my tuner, retune it, and doing all this and doing all that.
You know Pop ain't going to show that money to him, goddamn car. He ain't going to tell you nothing to him. He going to be there anyway. Cause Emma Hall going to jump on Pop down there. You knew it.
Emma Hall going to do what?
Jump on Pop.
Jump on who?
My heels. You
did you wait? Hold on, where did you call him?
Pop, you heard me?
Pop. Why you call him Pop?
You know why I call him goddamn Pop, so ain't reason you call him Pop, motherfucker.
Man, don't you even disrespect that man, talking about that. That man fuck with people who race, man. That man ain't going to do nothing on your car, man. You bet you racing somebody, man. That man
I can't guarantee you. I can call Pop.
Didn't get him with.
Man, you just went back to his song. I'm going to snatch forth and write off that motherfucker. I promise you. We ain't going to have to do it. No goddamn
I thought you didn't drink, Wick. I thought you told me you didn't drink for real.
Shit, I don't. I don't. I smoke.
What the hell are you drinking now? You drinking something, boy?
Hey, you fucked up in the mouth.
Now
you talking about a
dude
ran through his house.
Yeah, the man said a dude ran through his house, y'all. Come on, man.
Hey, Ma still talking.
Hold up, but nigga, let me tell him all the excuses you done had this year.
A dude ran through his house. We got another guy that's been on the floor, man. Wait, hold on. 630-1551. Mike and Lyle, who we speaking with?
Oh, this is Danny. What's up, Bud Naked and DJ Grant? They got me. Larry, I hear Larry over there laughing somewhere.
What's going on, Danny?
Larry know what these boys finna get. No, Larry know. He know what they finna get.
Man, I'm just calling, man, just to hear what's going on. The grab couple of shows. It's been so, I can't get on. I finally just got on y'all. So, I just, somebody give me an update on what's happening now.
DJ Brooks, what nigga they racing? We're going in, that's all. White boy still winning. That's the update.
Who won the FTM shootout in South Georgia Motorsport?
And y'all really seeing the truth with Tony Vines.
Crew chief and the won the S10 shootout.
They did. Yep. And the white boys won the G body shootout, right? Or the 28 yeah. Gone Wild shootout.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, 28.
Yeah, them old boys can get it on them 28.
Yep.
DJ, when you gonna lock horns with them?
Hey, Bud Naked, get tight man on the phone if you can.
Say what now?
Get tight man on the phone. We're gonna see what they bought there.
Let me get that call them right quick.
DJ, when you gonna lock horns with the white boys?
Man,
come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
we're gonna see now.
Don't insult a few of them like that. That man ain't trying to run them people. I already done beat them. Something you ain't done.
I beat them too, DJ.
Okay, well, we both beat them. That's what you know.
You ain't going to run them again. I am.
That's a lie. Damn lie. I'm going to run them and you. So I told you that. Before them 60 or 90 days you're talking about, I'm going to run you and them before these 60 or 90 days out. Remember that.
Listen, man.
I promise you. I might lock your ass in this tomorrow, Thursday night. Or wherever the hell you might be.
Thursday night when I call on the show, wherever the fuck you going to be this weekend, if things go like the fuck, I'm locking your motherfucking ass in for wherever you at.
Holly Spring.
I own that motherfucker 24 hours.
No, I ain't coming to your house.
But they don't be talking that bullshit then.
I ain't coming to your house. Anybody going to Whithouse, y'all finna have some problems at Whithouse.
I am starting dragging that motherfucker tonight.
Back tie and you clear them.
No, I'm just playing, man. Shit, I don't know, man. God damn, they on the phone listening?
Hey, man, what you doing? They're going to be drinking that damn that Jim Tom whiskey from South Carolina.
I'm going to take up a few of them. You know they got a cheap body. You know they probably ain't going to want to do nothing. But we'll take King Kong and go right back into your ass.
Hey,
Wick, that ain't no problem. That ain't no problem.
Hey,
The man stepped out of the box to fuck with you now. He stepped out the box to fuck with you.
And try to run you again.
Now, but I'm just, yeah, he did. Come on, back.
DJ, if you see that car and you see my car, you'll know who stepped out the box.
I seen the car. He got a nice goddamn car, but he on 8. And he not ladder bar. I mean, that's the bottom line. It don't matter. I'm gonna bet you this right now.
I bet you whatever you want to bet that his tie is the same wide as the 29 tie I got on. I bet money on it.
Bet that way. I know what tie you had on.
Change ties now. But you had on the 28W.
You ain't seen no motherfucking W on that week.
Man, that was a 28W on that motherfucker, man. I don't know who y'all think y'all fool.
That was a 28, man.
Man, that was a 28W. That was not no 28 stiff wall, man.
It's still a 28.
I see that for real. You high. You high as a motherfucker.
Hey. I'm telling you what, y'all had the white shit over the goddamn size size, man.
Man, you tripping, man.
Well, I tell you what, you sure would have stiff wall on that motherfucker if you want to.
Man, we said we had some white shit on the man.
You
y'all tripping,
had white man. Shit over that motherfucking W card. I looked at that tie just as good as they.
We were trying to see how much bite and shit we were trying to. You know how that shit goes, the shoe tires on the tire.
And that's the secret if everybody want to goddamn know. That motherfucker.
How the fuck that's a secret?
The same wide as a 29W, goddammit.
I didn't know they make a 28, a W.
Okay. Well, don't have that when you catch the race.
There's rumors people doing. I don't do it. I don't give a damn. You look at mine and
second
mine.
When the Predator gonna have 28Ws on, ain't no secret. I'm gonna let you know what he's gonna have.
Hey, we still fuck the Predator. We don't give a fuck what he put on.
When I get it ready, we're gonna talk with the Predator. But for right now, the weather look good for Holly Springs Sunday.
With the Predator?
No.
Okay,
the motherfucker on top of this building.
Hey, tell you what, come down on our end. We came on your end. Come on our end.
Where y'all at? Where you at? Tell me where you at.
Down here in Mobile.
Huh?
In Mobile.
What the weather look like? Give me an update.
It poured the rain this week, like 80%. Chance of rain this whole weekend.
See what I'm talking about? I tell the weather look good in Holly Springs. It's 60 degrees, 0%. Sunday. That's what I thought. Now, motherfucker ain't all the beep-beep then. They all the beep-beep when I got there and say something.
Ain't no beep-beep. We just came up there and ran you.
Well, I'll see y'all in Montgomery then. I'll see y'all in Montgomery.
24.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see both of them motherfuckers in Montgomery. I hope we see both of yours.
Yeah,
that Nitro Small Block might be there, too, to see you, too, Wick.
Well, because
on the 24th.
That man call me and tell me, Shawty ready? Well, I'm going to be talking so much motherfucking shit.
We're going
to try Pro-Mod. I'm going to try Pro-Mod, though. We already said we're going to try Pro-Mod this year. We want to hear from some Pro-Mod.
I got one just in mind for your bad ass. You sure you want that?
Who?
No, do you want to hit from Promar for real?
Do I want to hit from who?
Promar for real.
Yeah, I'm gonna want to hit from a pro mod. I'm gonna pick one though. I'm gonna pick me one.
Yeah, he gonna pick a slow mod. When he can
yeah,
buy one of those.
Yeah,
he's
gonna
pick no real. He gonna pick no real pro mod.
I want to hit from Dolomite.
Hey DJ. Hey DJ.
Man, run on the show, man. Run on the show, man. You done got a goddamn lie. Oh, Mississippi Joe Show, man, you said your gal had your money, man. She wouldn't give you your money, man.
No. I remember you saying some shit like that, but nigga.
He went by no goddamn girl had no money. Y'all said a damn lie.
Man, yes, you did, man. You tell them in the damn lies, you can't remember them motherfuckers.
I know I ain't said that. Ain't no woman never had my money, man. Y'all
well, you told a lie.
No. Answer the question, Clark. When are we going to Indiana and when are we going to Detroit? Give me the date.
Detroit is going to be June 15th, but
Indiana is 28th of July.
Yeah, Indiana 28th of July.
Back to back? Shit.
Back to back, brother.
Man, that's a hell of a goddamn trip.
That's I mean, they come. Hey, butt naked. Them boys from Detroit then came back to back to back to back.
Y'all got some help up there. I ain't got none.
Hey, but nigga, we already know your ass ain't glow. You already complaining.
What about the money? Who you said had the money? Who you said had the money?
What I'm going to. I can't make both of them goddamn trips. They ain't buying them in a damn beer can down here.
Well, just make the one you can.
Yeah. Don't be talking about a cat got caught up in your tail rim.
They got no butt naked call me, butt naked say, Clark, I done hit a dip about 200 miles from my house, but let the motherfucker know I'm still on the way.
I can't get
down
out of damn truck,
Mark. Hey, so the butt naked told me that dog said, butt naked said, he ain't gonna be able to make it. I said, yeah, he just said he's still on the way. Dog said, the motherfucker just said he ain't gonna make it. I said, this motherfucker just hung up with me, ain't been 30 seconds ago.
Man, so many motherfuckers was calling me. It was
hungry. They were trying to let you turn that subject loose, but naked. They wanted to see that motherfucker get down. Yeah.
You heard it from your little homie. You ain't heard nothing there. I'm going to fuck your partner up. I'm going to fuck him up real bad.
Who, man? Who you talking about, CeCe?
No, that goddamn motherfucking badass, smart-ass mouth, no-talking motherfucking wit.
Goddamn.
I don't like the way he talk.
Yo, where?
I got it.
When is Silverback going to be ready?
You said what?
This March. When is Silverback going to be ready?
You probably looking about 2 or 3 more weeks. Maybe about less than a month. About less than a month.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, are we trying to pump with him like he finna raid no hell now?
Oh, he got the thought to do that now.
Hey, we're gonna take the hit from you, Claude.
Nah, he ain't gonna get no goddamn hit. You can have the back top. He won't
blunder,
though. Hey, you ain't gotta be picked one day you want the back title with.
You see, but nigga cheering though, even with the trinity beat.
He cheated
when he listened to him.
Hey, I'm saying, but he took him
28
times.
Hey, man, but nigga, they got no order, man.
What y'all say?
Your kids want to listen to you.
No, they know Tuesday night be on that damn show. You ain't going to be at 9:30, goddamn. I ain't going to play that damn video game back there.
Man, leave them kids alone here. They trying to race on the video game because they know their dad ain't racing.
Hey, believe it or not, my son came home from the barbershop today. Daddy, this is some boy out there talking in the barbershop. They're my big nigga's kid. He wouldn't go to Mississippi. I said, what his name was? I don't know his name, but I told my dad he's scared of nobody.
You want to burn up rubber down the street and shit. We bad, son. We bad. But I ain't whooping no motherfuckers.
You going to be my whoop boy this year. I'm going to fuck you up. We're going to show you something. Really is.
I ain't got no really been talking to you. But
I ain't got no penny fucking with you because you know what? You ain't in my class. But I am willing to try some shit with your bad ass if you put them 28s on there.
I done had some extra. They went overboard tonight, what I do, but that's what I'm talking to you.
Yeah, damn, but nigga, put some 29 on that motherfucker. You ain't lacking no power.
No, I ain't lacking no power, but hey, if I got to retune and reset the car up and all that. Man,
come on, man.
He ain't in my class. He ain't in my class. He ain't in my class. None of our class. But
you
see them, you know, they don't mind trying, so. I can tell by him, he don't mind trying.
Them the motherfuckers that don't in your class.
I ain't no goddamn fool.
Man, you dumb as rock the rock. I swear to God you is, but nigga. When you do run me, man, I'm going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet.
That's why you ain't going to let me get it.
I allow to put eyes on the money, man. You're going to be sweet, man. You dumb as a box of rock.
I tell you what. If you all that money, I run that goddamn car.
I'm
going
to hide the money, man. I'm gonna write.
Uh-oh.
You gonna put a five hour on it.
Yeah, you put that
five.
You're
gonna be three, right?
Yeah. I do that.
Okay, I see your ass on the 24.
You sweet.
Hey, hold on, but nigga, hold on. Hey, when ain't y'all gonna be? Ain't y'all gonna be the zoo on the second?
I ain't gonna do that on the second. I'm going on the 28 if I go.
Oh, okay, goddamn, but nigga. But nigga, now hold on, but nigga, now you crazy.
You
hold on, listen to me, but nigga. But nigga.
Goddamn second, I ain't doing it.
Wait a minute. But nigga, you got to be. Hold on, but nigga. But nigga. Hit me up, but nigga.
One set of rings.
God damn.
No goddamn time out that clock.
Hey, man.
Good house, man. You ain't gonna raise no damn way.
Hey, but nigga, they got 28 over there on the second, right?
Yeah.
You ain't gotta make no changes. Go over there on the second, man. They get away 16,000.
That man is lying today.
We ain't gonna be on
28
on the second.
Man, they on 28 on the second, man.
I said we're not gonna be on 28.
That was
man, you just told Witt I had the money. It don't matter when he on here.
We gonna do it on the 24 at my hall rate. You ain't gonna fuck me up like that.
I'm gonna fuck you up regardless.
God damn, but
you ain't gonna beat me, homie. You ain't gonna beat me. Hey,
you can bet money on this. I'm gonna kick Ed my hall's ass that day, and I'm gonna kick your ass that day.
Damn.
It remains to be seen, then, don't it?
We gonna fuck Edmund all up too.
Hey, crazy here. Bang, bang, bang.
Shit, yeah. He gonna holler bang bang. He gonna be hollering bang bang bang. All right, goddamn. And then Tyson keep coming on his ass. Bang 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 bang. I'm just mic out on that motherfucker fire. He gonna be hollering bang bang bang. All right, cut that shit on him his ass. He ain't gonna be nothing like no Tony Wright and what that boy name?
Cavino.
Yeah, Cavino, and I ain't gonna be none of that bullshit.
And two of the dog cars.
Cavino, the one in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just took him over. Now he ain't bullshitting. He just had that shit. Yeah, we just come from overseas, though, man. We just come from over there, man, across that water, man. And man, they told Bud, man, that man knows some shit now, man. Telling you, man. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'll probably just take one system and whoop most of you motherfuckers.
Damn.
What the hell? How do you say you didn't drink, boy?
Motherfucker like Leon, butt naked, shit like that. I'm running them on one system. Now. I got a miss for three look, too, because he called the predator out, but we were busy and stuff. We didn't get a chance to get to him. But he got the If he keep his car like it is and don't change motors and keep his car like it is, he got the back tire for life with the Predator.
Damn.
Hey, let me tell you something, boy. You fuck around spraying one kit, you're going to be fucked up.
Man, I can spray one side of one kit and blow your ass off.
You think you can bank that motherfucker you want to? We're going to show you something.
I can bank one kit and don't even bank the other side now. Just cook one side of a farmer. And beat your ass.
I tell you what, let me unplug the motherfuckers and make sure you don't do it, And why me got that pull to shoot on your ass at the 3:30?
Yeah, dumb as you is, you wouldn't know if I unplugged them or not.
No, you let me unplug them, motherfucker. Let me unplug them.
You wouldn't know if you unplugged them. Shit, I can put some dummy plugs in there. You wouldn't know.
Tell a goddamn lie. Try to see.
Hey, but nigga, man. Man, I'm telling you, man. You need to start at the bottom, man.
Let me tell
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you.
You
need to
run out of Memphis over there, in Tennessee. Best thing ever came from over there with that movie, Hustle and Flow. Goddamn, that's the best thing ever came from over there. Other than that, y'all ain't no shit.
Do you want me to put you a race list together, man? I put you a little race list together, man. Who you need to race, man?
I don't need no goddamn list. You all I need.
Huh. Shit, nah, that man can't whoop Junior. Take Junior and run his ass plumb over.
Who in the hell is Junior? Junior who?
You ain't gonna wanna see the motherfucker. That's what Junior. You should want King Kong Junior, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I don't know what he ain't seen Godzilla yet.
You ain't gonna wanna see Junior, man.
You ain't seen Godzilla yet, Wick.
I'm gonna put you
on. I don't know what the hell you smoking over there, drinking over there. But you gonna stop all that shit. But we got somebody from Birmingham. I just have to look on him.
First motherfucker you need to raise. First motherfucker you need to have on your raid list is DJ Grant. That's your number one motherfucker on the list. Y'all go ahead and break that thing or not racing, but race each other. Then Kimo need to be sucking on your list. Cause he ain't gonna raid now, motherfucker. He ain't gonna get on his show, talk a lot of shit, act like he know everything. The man say he wanted to sue BET for filming his car. I said, God damn. This shit didn't get crazy so long. The man said he's going to copyright his car.
Man, y'all wild. 205-5810, who we speaking with? 205-5810, who we speaking with?
Your daddy.
205-5810.
I thought that was G-Shock.
No, there ain't no G-Shock with no damn 205 number.
All right, I told you, you know these numbers. You know that board, boy.
205-5810, going once, going twice, mute. No, I ain't heard from G-Shock in about a week or two, about a week. Yeah, boy, you need to come on down and let's get this shit over with. DJ, you hear this motherfucker keep talking this shit.
And your third race need to be hood red. I got that text from somebody. Need to be hood red.
you want me to name your three defeats in the next 60 days, Whit?
Yeah, please, man, please.
First one is the gangster booth.
Oh, shit. We know
that's
going to happen.
The second one is the Nitro Small Block I'm talking about.
That might happen.
It's going to happen.
It's definitely not you.
And the third one is yours truly. But I might be the first one to go down on you because I can't wait.
DJ Juicy Grant.
Listen, man. When I tell you we're going to race, we're going to fucking race. And I'll tell you, I can tell you this right here. If I call you Thursday, Be ready to lock in.
Well, you going to come to Holly Springs?
No. I'm going, I just said be ready to lock in. I ain't saying I'm coming to Holly Springs. I said be ready to lock in.
Well, shit, Thursday, you ain't give me enough time to get them come where you going to be.
No. It ain't. I'm not saying we got to race the next couple of days after. I mean, hell, you going to be in Macon, right?
I don't know where I might be, man. Shit, I'm all over.
You just said you were going to be there.
Yeah, I'm all over, man.
DJ, will you let everybody know about making on March the 2nd for
David
Flood? He called in. He called in like about 15-20 before the show started. I don't know if
anybody going to be at the goddamn races. That's going to be the who's who of 28. I mean, everybody I know, everybody talking about this race, so it's going to be a much-anticipated race. Anything on 28, stock suspension on 28, any power adder, it's a $16,000 pot that's going to be paid out.
I mean, you got everybody on that's supposed to be there. The Fulton boys, David Floyd, the White boys, Big Ball Factor, CC, Butt Naked.
Damn.
Shit, everybody who's who on 28 is going to be there. So, who was the Rio?
Hey, Butt Naked ain't going to be there.
Also, if you want to call him, you want to enter the race, his number is 478-230-6997. 478-230-6997.
Hey, but nigga, did you pay your money for the race?
Hey, but nigga, I'll mute your damn mic,
but nigga. Hey, ask him, did you pay your money for the race,
Carl?
Did you pay your money for the race, Carl? Don't do that, because I'm on his line. Hey, but nigga, did you pay your money to enter the race? Have you paid your money to enter the race, but Nick?
No, I ain't paid my money in the race. He called me tonight and asked me about that money tonight. I told him I didn't know if I was going to make it or not.
Man, but nigga, they going?
I told him you wasn't coming. I told him.
I told him I didn't have no Thursday. God damn it. Believe that.
You lied to that man. You know damn well you ain't going to that damn race, man. Quit lying to that man. No, a snake going to be in, made him run off the road. He seen a snake go by.
Let me get the other line, man. Let me see what it is. 708-6369.
Naked.
Yes, sir.
That nigga, butt naked. Nigga, tell him nigga to get there with butt naked on that other end.
Say what now?
I said tell him to catch up with you later. You ain't going to do nothing butt naked.
Nah, I ain't going to do nothing Thursday. I let him know Thursday what I'm going to do.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you, who that is.
Who we speaking with? I put your name on the board, right? And so the fan can know who we're talking to. Who we talking with?
You don't got a shot.
Because I'm reading Mike, Dean. Let me open up. 478.
8870.
Who we speaking with?
Hey, buddy,
that
Kenny. Hey, man, what you scared of? Somebody
going to
ask you about that belt?
No, I ain't scared of nothing, Kenny. I got to make sure I'm able to make it. I told him I let him know
first. You work for yourself, man.
I know I work
Thank
for myself.
You.
My old lady want their goddamn car, too, man.
Hey, buddy, Floyd don't want his belt bite now. You know that, don't you?
Say what's that?
Fly don't want a damn belt,
Mike. He should give it back.
What'd you say? He should give it back, huh?
Hey, can I ask
you
who we're speaking with so the fans know who we're talking to? Who we speaking with, sir?
My name is Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah. Floyd don't want his belt back, man.
Well, cool, man. When he tell me, he'll get it. Man.
Hey, Bud Nicky.
Yes.
How did the race go when you and David Floyd were racing when you won the belt? How did that race go?
Hell, it went like a raid, homie. We both got that with a pedal fest.
Oh, okay, because I know you ain't beat David Floyd. Got that both y'all went made a trip.
All right, man. Hey, a win is a win, man.
Right. That's why I wanted to know what happened. I wanted to know if y'all pedaled or... Oh, you crossed the lane, he crossed the lane. I knew something was up.
Man, that was you call a dog pause.
Oh, no way. He pedaled his way through the finish line. Okay.
All right, goddamn it. You can call it what you want to call it. Goddamn it, I got the building on a motherfucking champ.
Hey, you don't wrestle with a man, and both y'all ball at the same time, they call it a dog pause.
Motherfucking wind come up. Y'all got one more minute, and this show finna go off.
What kind of foul they call that?
call a dog fall.
Dog fall, boy.
Hope I fail at same damn time.
Well, we got them everything. I'm gonna fill on top, D. Believe that shit.
Hey, this show is just like you.
Kenny, you got some background noise in the back. Somebody got some background noise.
I ain't got no background noise.
Okay. I don't know who that is, then. All
right, what
y'all.
Who said something about the show? What now?
They were wit. They were fucking wit. What you say, wit?
I said it's so. I said you look like the show for me.
But no, but nigga, I tell anybody it's yours, and I have a nice topic there, right?
All right. Appreciate you calling in, homie.
Yeah.
All right, somebody got TV playing in the background. Now, come on, fella. I don't want to mute nobody's mic right now.
Hey, but nigga, hey, BET say he going down on y'all ass tomorrow on his show.
Oh, he still got a show?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he still got a show.
Okay. Him and Hot Sauce, I mean, Red
Hot. Nah, he got his own show now.
I thought Red Hot was on that with
him. Nah, he ain't, I think Big Ken, is co-host, I think.
God damn, how many calls he we going to get goddamn co-host of the year award,
eh? Hey, he done had as many co-hosts as you to Miss Races. He done had the same amount.
God damn it. Hey, you know how I am trying to get them.
Shit.
Believe that shit.
He just like you. He missed his co-host, you miss a race.
No. I ain't miss that many races. I ain't miss a goddamn way. One,
six,
two.
All of them. You ain't made but one either.
You tell me a lie.
You ain't made but one race. That was goddamn it in Macon when you ran Beers. That was the only race you made.
Man, you crazy here. I've been to a lot of damn races. I just don't go to all of them down there.
You didn't take your car. You walk. You ain't coming. Don't them ever want to see you.
I couldn't go to the track with my car. What the hell I'm going with that car for? I didn't go to the north with it.
You tell us that. That's what he asked you. Why you going without the car? Like a motherfucker want to see you.
Man, I went to the north. My car wasn't ready. My motor wasn't ready, so I didn't got there.
You ain't been but one race. That's Macon. That's it.
Well, I tell you about one race. I'm definitely going to be at. I'm going to go for some 28 zone.
Hey, wait.
Huh?
You know, butt nigga be walking around the track with them damn weightlifter shades on like he's somebody special, like he's a champ.
That's what he had on. The man had on a Fulton shirt.
Hey, man. Down the way, I'm going to see you, motherfucker. Hey, get that ass back, boy. Believe that shit. You want to get some water in the track? I bet I get your ass back.
What's up?
Hey, man. You know how Fulton, you know, he love motherfucker to buy his motor, right? But he, mm-hmm. DJ, nigga is the only motherfucker he ain't bought a motor for. Because, you know, he make his money off the freshen up. He don't never have to freshen his motor up.
Shit. He got carried on made enough that goddamn last time. Shit.
He started calling, asking questions, but he ain't calling telling us he's on the way back.
Well, but, nigga, he charged you so much the last time, he hadn't seen his damn piece in 4 years.
The goddamn show ain't seen it then since I brought it back. When he made me pay for it when I brought it back. Believe that shit.
I'm just saying, you might as well go and take it every year and spend that same money and break them payments down. But you think you slick, you're going to not race and hold and count the passes on your motor.
Yeah.
He ain't going to fix you.
He's doing five passes a year. So his motor should last him 10 years.
I tell you that one laugh ass gonna be just your bad ass, boy. On on the 24. Hey. Put some 20s on.
By the time you get ready to race, I'm going to be freshening it up, hell.
But yeah, nigga. Freshen it up. Get it right.
But, nigga.
Yeah.
You know Wick a grown man, right?
Shit, yeah, what the hell you think I am, homie? Little boy?
You looked at your height, you looked in the mirror lately?
The height ain't got a damn thing to do with it.
I'm just saying, man. You see a shopping in the junior section.
All the goddamn bad men around here are short. Every last one of them. Everything over here in Alabama short. And most of Georgia, too.
Oh, it's something
in
the water.
I want to know all the boys that's bad, man. Because if you bad, call me.
All of them over in Alabama. Every last one of them.
You bad, call me. If you ain't bad, stay in the turning lane, man. Keep your blinkers on.
Every little one of us over in Alabama bad.
Well, you ain't got no one. Make that call. 1-800.
1-800 what, Wick?
Put some 20s on. I'll dial 1-800 right now.
Yeah, man, stay in the turning lane. That's the only thing I can tell you.
Hold up, Wick. I got it for you. Butt naked. Be
hey,
6 foot tall when
hey,
I
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something tight, man. You can't play both sides of the goddamn thing.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying,
I'm trying to save you some money, man.
Let me
be with
you
on
it. Ain't no
goddamn
I'm going to
look out for you. I'm going to look out for you, man.
Let me try to look out for you, but nigga.
See, y'all
dudes no
over there in Grudge Inc., man, y'all sit up there and you let people say crazy stuff like I'm going to kill myself and stuff like that. And y'all don't tell them don't do it, but nigga, leave with long, man.
Yeah.
Ain't
why
good
you
for your pocket.
Kids? Why you putting the kids to sleep, man? I'm in the shop. We at the shop now. Probably
yeah.
Ain't going to go home to 4, 5, and then back out the house at 7.
Man, shit, ain't working that late, dog. Not me.
Nado, you got them helders bows up? Corey, you got that ring putting in?
Well, yeah, you better work late, goddamn. You tell me I'll put some 20s on that bitch.
No, we ain't working late for that. We don't, hey, what's that about? If you don't run us, it don't bother us. If you do, we blow your ass off, add you to the list. It don't matter. We're going to sit in that little room.
You know what? When I whipped your ass down, I want to add this to it. When I whipped you, you can't raid for the rest of the goddamn month of March. That's about another 2 weeks in March. How about that?
Man, I never lay that bet, man. I allowed to run you back in a couple minutes or something, man. You know.
No, I'm going to do you like did CC them, motherfucker. I'm going to let you wear that ass with me.
Well, no, if CC them, run me and they got
bullshit.
Two
you ain't getting mad with that no raid back that night. He told me. Believe me, he fucking told me.
But now listen to this. I did 2 more grudge races after I ran CC. Now, if I wouldn't have did no more grudge races after I ran CC, then I would have been backing up.
Well, he tried to pay the punk out money for them other races. Don't act like he did.
Fuck, did you think I'm going to let him pay $500 to win $8,000? You crazy? You crazy? That's why you get charged $2,000 for the transmission in, because you let him pay a $500 punk out for you to win $8,000. Hell no. Get out the way, CC. Sit back, I knock your ass off, sit down.
Watch
let me get the
show.
Yeah, watch the show.
You said this guy ain't on the phone no more.
On the for real side. I thought Gadget wasn't gonna go. See, I thought Gadget was gonna pay the punk out, so I said we'll get Gadget CC after we run Dunye. But Gadget didn't pay the punk out. Gadget got on up there like a damn fool. And got his ass blowed off a few more dollars. I said, well, shit, really getting sweet.
Damn.
You
said that.
Yeah.
Boy, that damn
so CC, get back up on the porch and watch the show, because Cole's on the go. And get back with you in a minute. Team Assassin, take your ass on across that water, and we'll see you on another day. Next time we see CC, we're going to blow his ass off again. Yeah. Name. Boy, them boys, boy, they take that ass with them home, boy. Woo. That was a hard ride there, boy. That goddamn 5-hour ride turned into
15 out. Hey, I ain't lying. I had one of them rides before, and it wasn't but 30 minutes. I live out of spring when 10 red lights on Tony Bynes. I swear to God, I drove all the way to Arkansas.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all had that man nipped to the cross, man.
Yeah, I passed Memphis that night.
That man was dead that night.
Man, I know them got red.
And that man had red light. Ooh, woo. He was having some trouble. Ooh.
Yeah, I know them kind of rides. Yeah,
he was.
Them
was
hard ride.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Would you please whoop CC for me? Please whoop CC.
Man, I'm going to blow his ass off again, man.
Who is that talking? Who is that talking?
Hey, Wick. Hold up. What are you saying, Wick? Put the motherfucking 28s on. That's what he's saying. Tell him what you're saying, Ma.
This Ma.
Tell him what you're saying.
Wick. Hold up, CC. Let me talk.
What you saying, Ma?
Now, you want me to put 28? Huh? Ma, you ain't seen these people car.
Hey, Mark, you said
log in
on
28,
right?
Huh? Mark, you ain't seen these people
come. Log in on 28. Log in on
28,
Mark.
What do you guys see the car for? Stop suspicion on goddamn 28. What's that, the goddamn
hey,
Mark. Too, man?
Hey, Mark,
yeah.
Mark. Log in on 28.
Mark. You ain't seen these people come, man. No, not if you know what you're doing.
Goddamn, lad. I'll bring over them ties and show them to you.
I'm gonna bet money, man.
Well, hold on,
watch
this, lock your motherfucking ass in for the on the second. Put on a true 29. I'll go to your motherfucking ass. How about that?
Now. I can beat you on the true 29, DJ.
Well, then lock that in.
I can still beat you.
Okay,
It don't make no difference, man. Turbo, blower, it don't make no difference, man.
I say the same thing because none of that do make no goddamn difference because a motherfucker can have just three or four hundred less horsepower, but shit, they weigh 600 or 700 pounds lighter. So, I mean, I don't give a damn about nobody talking about their motor. Everybody got a whole bunch of goddamn horsepower. Ain't all that shit, small block, big block, I really don't give a damn about that shit because the bottom line is you got to get that shit to the ground.
Hey, DJ, if I showed up with some turbos, man, wouldn't nobody even run me. You wouldn't nobody even run me. You know, if I had turbos, I'd probably run a pro mod, man.
If you had a turbo.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say,
I got one turbo. I'm a true grudge car. I mean, if you was to come with a turbo, you've been up to a class car.
You're not a true grudge car.
No,
you're not. No, you're not a true grudge car.
What the hell am I in? Ain't no fucking class racing.
Wow, you ain't no grudge. You ain't shit, nigga, because you don't grudge.
You don't grudge.
Okay.
To be a true grudge guy, you got the grudge now. You got the number one stunt on that motherfucker, but you just stunting.
Okay, well,
lock in.
I'm trying to lock in with you.
You ain't trying to lock in with me, man.
Okay.
I told you Sunday. I blow your ass in Hot Springs.
No, it ain't gonna be.
Well, then stay out the way. Stay out the way, then. You ain't what you want.
I'm gonna show you. That's all right. Man. Yeah.
Hey, wait. What's wrong with Uncle Jim in the background? Uncle Jim is talking to the motherfucker back there.
Hey, why am I getting a lot of money with you and Kimo?
What you mean? With who? Me and Kimo paid.
Kimo
paid to lock up. Yeah, he paid.
Okay. Well, yeah, he shouldn't have. Because you weren't going to race.
I don't know why he won't pay.
Who wasn't going to race? Ask CC what I'm going to race. Ask CC what I'm going to race him.
Man, you weren't going to race no damn.
Man, go to hell. I don't know that. Listen, keep it. All I said, I'm glad you got that attitude because I'm going to show you.
Where were all you running CC now?
We locked.
If you were a true grudge, you would have stayed in Hot Springs. If you were a true grudge,
don't tell me what else. Listen, man. If you were a true grudge race, your ass would have been in Valdosta.
And now you want me to tell you why they say you didn't come to Hot Springs? With Gunny Pick,
I don't give a damn what nobody told me why I ain't come to do it.
Now, I'm going to tell you what Gunny Pick said why you ain't come to Hot Springs now.
Gunny Pick don't know why the hell I ain't come to Gunny Springs.
He said you were mad about that girl.
Mad about a girl?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Come on, man. I don't know what the hell are you talking about. Listen, man. You going somewhere that I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. And you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I ain't talking about no woman. I had shit to do at my business. That's what I had to do. I was taking care of my goddamn business. Shit you do and shit I do is two different goddamn things. All I'm talking about is lock your bitch ass in for March the 2nd now.
Man, if you're the first time,
I don't want to talk no more. Lock in for the 2nd, March the 2nd.
Man, I don't want
no
lock up.
Two or better.
I like the race. I don't want no. I don't need no money.
Listen, man. Man, you with that bullshit. I don't understand. Now, I'm a fake-ass racer.
I don't lock in with motherfuckers who don't race, man. That's just simply that.
Go to hell. You sound like a goddamn fool. You sound like a fool, man. You sound like a real fool. Do what now?
I don't got to lock in with you.
Let's see what we did. We don't need no
money. I don't have to lock in, man. CC didn't lock no money in.
Okay, we right
here.
Well, I'm just saying, listen, what I'm saying, no, what I'm saying to you, you running your goddamn mouth like won't nobody do nothing. What the fuck another reason you'll have to come if I don't lock your motherfucking ass in?
You wait till after the track over with, everybody in the race, then you want to lock in and talk crazy. Why you just don't come to the track and run?
What are you talking about, somebody come to the track? What the fuck? Why you don't show up?
If you wanted to race me so bad, you would have came out of this place, man.
Hold on. I told you I was going to race. I wasn't hunting you then as bad as I'm hunting you now.
I thought you'd been hunting me.
No, ain't nobody been hunting you. You ain't. Listen, you talk me. Hold on. Listen.
I'm gonna
race
anybody. Do what? I said I'm the man to hunt. If you want to race, I'm gonna race anybody, man.
Okay. Well, you gonna race me? Now that's all I'm trying to do is make. I'm trying to get you to lock in.
If you at the track, I bet you it won't be me that don't want to race, man. It ain't gonna be me.
Okay. Well, we'll see the next time. We will see the next time both of us at the track. I put it that way. The next time me and you at a track together. We'll see.
We can race. That's all I'm saying. We can race. I ain't saying nothing, but we can race, man. That's all I'm saying. Anytime you see me.
You won't put no 29, a true 29.
If y'all don't race, where you talking about a motherfucking tie side for? Race.
Yeah.
You don't race for motherfucker. We're talking about a tie side.
I'm talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. I'm stepping this shit.
Mean?
Come on,
what the fuck are you talking about, man? Listen, you're trying to run a car that got smaller tires because the motherfucker won't do shit on the floor.
I ain't trying to run you.
You ain't trying to run no motherfucking car with no smaller tires. You heard me.
All you doing is running your mouth.
Man, that man got Jerry Curl. My hog with it, man.
Hey, man, you got a turbo, man. You need to cut it up.
What the fuck do a turbo mean? Turbo means shit.
You need to get turbo in
the goddamn thing.
Why don't you buy a Kimo turbo? Because he ain't racist. And put it on your car.
Yeah, I was good on it.
Say what now about Kimo?
Kimo
already paid me his fuck out.
Well, you need to get them and get to some more turbo, man.
I don't need to do nothing, man.
We got David Florida on. He just called me. I think he wants to say something about his race right quick. I told him we just announced it and put a number out. Go ahead, Dave Florida.
How y'all doing, fellas?
What's going on, Florida?
What's up, Dave? I'm just going to let everybody know we got 6 spots left, 2 weeks away. All these boys always talking shit about the baddest on 28. I'm ready for them to come on forward. You win this race, you can play
then,
about
then,
the
then you, then you Then you got motherfuckers that don't, that's the only car that got 29 and 315. That's the only car they want to race is cars on 28.
Huh.
Dave Floyd, I just got to be talking to you then, Dave Floyd.
Yes, sir.
About what?
About Dave Floyd know what I talked to him about.
You ain't talked to him about putting no goddamn 28 on there.
Okay, not on that guy.
Man said if he got his car together, he was going to be there.
Thank you. Thank you.
We got a lot of
bar calls on 29 that want to pick on 28.
I don't know about that. Hey, butt naked and stunner, man. May I say something to Dave Floyd, if y'all don't mind, fellas?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Floyd, how you doing, partner?
All right. How about you, Joe?
I'm doing good, man. Listen, I'd like for you to give me a call as soon as you get off the show. I need to discuss something with you, if you don't mind.
All right.
Butt naked, would you make sure you get Dave Floyd my number, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I take it to him. I take it to him right now. We're speaking, Joe.
And everybody, I see you
at the show, Floyd. I'd like for you to come on my show Friday night also and discuss a little bit about it. Okay, man?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, David Floyd, everybody, that's gonna be a hell of a show. The Who's Who of Grudge Racing and on 28 will be at Macon.
You know,
what's up?
He got them coming. Hell no.
Go ahead and tell them about the show, DJ. Tell the fan about the show about Dave Race again, right quick.
Yeah, I mean, David's the best to tell about the show. All I'm saying is, it's going to be a who's who event. Everybody going to be there.
Mm-hmm. All right, David, you got anything you want to add to that?
Well, I had a bunch of calls for these last six spots, but ain't nobody pulled the trigger. They say they're going to do it by this weekend, so we'll see. I hope to get a 16-car field. That'd be nice for the payout to be somewhere between 18 and 20,000 because, you know, if we got 16 cars, it'll be 16, and then we're going to add a percentage of the gate to it. So that'd be the first time it's been done. That's why I've been trying to push it hard. Everybody wants to get up a big race, but nobody ever does it, so. I'm doing my part, but y'all racers have got to come forward and do y'all's part.
Yeah, have DJ and Brett Nigga put their money up. DJ, he already knows. I'm locked in with CC. I can't come after the sun go down.
Yeah, and I told you already. I told him I'd tell him Thursday. Didn't I tell you that earlier, David Floyd?
Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. That's why I call y'all.
No, that ain't what it is. You're fucking
coward. That's all right. It's fine.
That's
why y'all ain't got grudge cards. That's why I said that. Right, okay, have your grudge card there then. Make sure your grudge card there. Have that bitch down them 3 fucking 15, bitch. I had to have them there. Now, what you want to do? Fuck you. What you want to do? I won't do nothing. Have it down them 3:15 and make it. I won't do nothing.
Can I go ahead and lock that in for y'all?
Nah, 'cause I wouldn't run no 3:15s and make it no way. I have to have slicks on over there.
That's so tough.
But he just mad DJ ain't gonna do nothing, man.
Listen, man.
That girl juice real down in his eye and he even got mad, man.
You gonna see, brother.
DJ, what if he comes on 29s and Mike would give you the back
he ain't got to give me nothing. If he come on a true 29, get your ass down.
I got a W on my car.
I bet he won't do it. He ain't going to do it.
No, I don't change tires and all that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Okay. Yeah, we know.
I ain't never done that. When I change the motherfucker, it'd be some brand new motherfuckers going on.
Yeah.
For your ass.
I ain't trying to get him to come on no 20. I'm just trying to get him just a true 29 like I'm on a true 28.
Well,
that's all I'm at. I'm not telling the motherfucker to take off his goddamn 29. Keep the bitches on, but be true.
Take your turbo off.
A little bit of peanut-ass motor, that big-ass Godzilla motor. Man, go to hell. Man, keep it real now. Now, just keep it real because you're talking crazy now.
Well, I don't know what you got. Listen, man, you put a true.
I ain't telling you to take off 20. Just leave a true 29 like I got a true 28. I ain't going to have no fucking W, 28 W. I'm going to have a true 28. You put a true 29 on your shit, I will go to your motherfucking ass.
You heard that, boy?
He ain't gonna
do with the turbo.
Listen, man, why don't you go test on your 29 and then just tell me, call me back this weekend and tell me you won't do it. You tell you got the track goddamn in your backyard, you can open the motherfucker up anytime you want to. Test on that motherfucker. You have plenty of time.
I ain't got time to test, man. Test and grudge at the same time, man.
Okay, well, grudge on me.
I hadn't had to file all year.
We talking about going from a 29W to a 29. What's the fucking difference?
What's the difference?
I'm not asking anybody on the phone what the big fucking difference. I'm not telling them to get on no 28. That's a true 29.
You got turbo though.
Uh-oh. Go to hell with this turbo. I got turbo shit. I'm a black man with a turbo. Y'all say any black man with a turbo slow. So I'm a slow black man with a turbo. I'm popping Willis. I'm inconsistent. Come take some free money.
No, I tell you why you bought that turbo car and why you got a turbo grill car.
Listen, man,
you
want to make jokes, man. I'm trying to lock
you. Nobody wants to run you. See, you don't like to race.
Listen, man.
You got a car that you thinking nobody wants to
run. You sound like a fool, man. You're playing dodgeball right now. You're playing dodgeball.
I ain't playing no dodgeball.
Yeah. I tell you what, if you and Witt lock in, he'll come on 29, you run him on 28, I'll put $500 on that race on top of whatever y'all bet just to see it happen.
Yeah, I show up on some W's, my regular tie, and run him. Shit, there you go.
I'm not.
So true.
I got a true fucking stock suspension car with the back seat in the bitch. Ain't nothing moved on the motherfucker.
Well,
I got a goddamn car that can drive. Listen, you talking about I got a real street car. That's what I got.
You know,
that's what I got, but you put some red 229s on it, and
they be at Walmart late night and shit then. I don't shop at Walmart, man. I shop at Macy's.
Listen, man.
You keep going to Walmart, man. I don't street race and all that
man,
bullshit, man.
I don't give a damn about all this extra stuff you're talking about. You're not talking racing, man. You're talking shopping in the
fucking
mall, man.
Racing.
I'm talking about locking in.
I'm
going to
do what
I'm
talking
about. Lock in, man. Lock in. Oh, man, you got Gorilla. You got King Kong. You got Godzilla. All that shit you're talking about. You 901 bad boy.
Yeah, I am. And I run you with what I got.
Yeah.
All right. DJ, leave that damn man alone. That man ain't going to do nothing.
He ain't going to go.
We're going to mention Dave Floyd race again. Like I told you guys, y'all need to try to make it there if you can and support him and everything. And he said he got
six
spots left. And we need to try to get there if you can.
DJ lock in, I blow his head. I know they want to.
We're going to leave him alone, DJ. We ain't doing it, but blow. He been on that shit tonight. Phone number 478-230-6997. That Dave Floyd number, if you're interested in coming to the race. In March
2nd, 28-time shootout. DJ, butt naked, I appreciate it. And I'll be back on Tuesday night at y'all's next show, and I'll give y'all a list of who all's in it.
Y'all heard Sunday. Okay, appreciate it, Dave. All right, man. Thanks. All right, yeah. All right, let's give out about Boom Race over in Louisiana, DJ. We're gonna keep on with that goddamn week. Tell me about Boom Race. Ain't nobody arguing.
I don't know all the stuff about Boom Race.
Can you inform me about it, along with the fans, DJ?
Yeah, I mean, you need to get Boom on to talk. This race is on March the 9th, if I'm not mistaken, in Louisiana. I don't really know exactly what all he got going on, but I know, shit, I got a guy locked in from Texas. We sort of locked in a week before the show, the week of the show, though. Guy comes from Texas. I don't know if he's... He seen me. I ain't seen. I don't know what this car is, but
is Boone just doing a grudge race thing, or is he doing a shootout?
It's grudge race.
Okay. All right. Do you have Boone numbers so some people can call? Do you happen to know his number?
Is Clark on the show?
Yeah, Clark is on the show. Big Clark.
I ain't gonna put shit on.
Get your hand.
I was on mute, homie. Yeah. What up?
Give a Boone number.
So, yeah, hold on. See if you can get Boom on, right quick. Let Boom tell us about that show that he has. I got CC on my line. Hold on. Let me see. Can you tell us, Dean Clunky, if you can't get him on? Yeah, I mean, he got March 9th, the invasions. The invasion of Louisiana. Boom got just about every type class in grudge race, you know, out there. I know he's gonna have a few classes. I don't know exactly which ones they are. But nigga, I'm gonna text you his number so you can get him on, all right?
I got
about four other folks on my line 'cause they couldn't get in, Clark.
Okay.
Let's give him the show number. His show come on in tomorrow or Thursday?
Yeah, his show on tomorrow night.
Give him a Boom number.
Okay, it's the same number as mine. Let's see, 347-215-8762. That's 347-215-8762. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. He says 8 o'clock. Maybe 8 o'clock, y'all time.
Okay. Sound good. Sound good.
And who is that for? The clock?
Huh?
Who is that for?
That's Bomo Wheels. Tomorrow night.
Okay.
Louisiana governor.
What's up, Big Larry? I ain't know you was almost had it, baby.
Last
you know good.
Baby. Oh man, nothing, man. Just hanging in there, man. Trying to get my support and get it in as usual, man. Trying to wait for the clock says time to go again. I'll be standing down on Madison Street with that suitcase, Big Claw.
There it is. Hey, look, I know you top flight security. Can you go out there and see if you can get rid of some of them damn bills or when they come out of play?
Well, all.
Hey, I swear to you, Claude, when I see you, I got goddamn shit for you, Clark.
If that deer had to come to that event at Lena, I'm telling you, and butt naked would have never had that problem. I'm telling you that.
Man. Hey, butt naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. That's why them deer came your way, because they know we wasn't having that shit in Lena, brother.
Hey, don't let Lance catch all that with them goddamn deer in there. Oh, yeah, motherfucker, Lance caught
you. Hey, Virgin over there. Hey, Virgin in Lena.
Hey, you in time out. You in time out, goddamn it.
Hey, DJ.
Bad boy. Don't talk to my co-host. You ain't tired out, motherfucker.
It will. Hey, DJ.
You ain't tired out. Don't talk to my co-host. You got his blood pressure. Leave him the fuck alone.
I thought he said he had some Tim Lynch stuff on his
head. Damn, I ain't been by no Tim Lynch. You ain't tired out. I'm talking.
Hey, they got their wit to come on. Hey, wit. Hey, they need to start naming this show Goddamn Terrible Tuesday, because you come on and took over this motherfucker with.
I got DJ mad, boy. You want me to take my ties off? You can't take the motherfuckers off of CeCe. You know I ain't going to take them off of nobody. He the baddest motherfucker I've seen on 28. Other than Big Mom Factor. You know, if I ain't take them off him, I really don't take them off none of the other guys.
Hey, Big Clark, Wink say he going to do what he got to do. Wink say he going to try to have him an undefeated season, man. He told me he going to have an undefeated season, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to go undefeated, Larry.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He got a good start so far.
And I ain't coming trying to do it. I know that's not racist. I almost racist to do it, too.
You better leave.
I can't do it but take my head off too and
save. But hey, Larry, he better leave goddamn CeCe
from alone, then. It'll be all right.
I gotta tell you, boy, you just had your goddamn ducks in a row when you came down on 24, cause you ain't coming, you ain't going back victorious no kind of goddamn way with nobody around Alabama. Believe that shit.
Man, I'm the person in Alabama probably going to run me is CCL.
I promise you.
Hey, Witt, if they got them Stunner make a clean hit, you got, hey, Stunner going to run you now.
Man, Stunner ain't going to do nothing. You going to, shit, throw some curls. Shit got me out, so man, I ain't gonna do nothing. I know why he got that name. He earned that name. Number one stunner. He like doing a lot of goddamn stun, man. Stun ain't gonna get you no shit.
What he said? What he called stunner? Broke ass. What the hell is that in the background?
I don't know.
You know, goddamn, hey. Get your shot.
You
Nah, ain't nobody talking to him.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
One thing about it, you need to let Nato talk to goddamn butt naked.
Appreciate y'all calling in. And Big Clark, most of all, we appreciate you too doing the joke.
With that being said, y'all have a great night. We're ending the show. Nato, you ain't giving no headache tonight. Good night.
All right, buddy.
Bye. All right, buddy.